today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and may I say Merry Christmas. It's just around the corner. We'll be here shortly, and today we're going to take the time to read the Christmas story, and I have another little story I want to tell you. So today's program is going to be a little bit differently maybe from our usual Bible studies type of programs. We're going to begin in Luke chapter 2. Maybe you'd like to get your Bible and join us as we read the Scripture today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. The website, there's a number of things there. There's one tab that says Contact Us. If you'll click on that, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note. And if you'll write to us, I'll send you a little calendar. This is a little magnetic calendar that you can stick on the refrigerator, or I have mine on the little file cabinet. We'll send one to you absolutely free. Now, I have a bunch of these, so if you want more than one, just let us know, and we'll send you a couple. You can give them to your family or maybe friends at work or something like that. Whatever you want to do, just let us know. We'll send you at least two or three of these if you'd like to have them. Also, this is the last time. Actually, I think I'm going to mention it maybe one more time. But don't run this all the time, just this month and the last few weeks. And that is our book, Consider His Word. And we've had a few requests for these. We'd love to get one of these books into your hand. Now, the books are for a gift to this ministry of $20, and that's it. There's no extra for postage or anything like that, just a $20 gift. We'll send you the book. I'll autograph it, and we'll send you the little calendar as well. Now, here's our address. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, if you'd like, you can contact me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then, of course, you can contact us through the website, again, considerhisword.org. Now, let's get to the Scripture, shall we? Luke chapter 2, this is the passage of Scripture that describes and tells us about the day that Jesus would be born. You know, in our family, on Christmas morning, before any Christmas gifts were opened. Now, in our house, we did not play Santa Claus. We didn't do that. But on Christmas Day, we would open the Scripture and we would read this passage of Scripture together. And by the time my children was about 10 or 12 years old, they could quote the whole passage. And it was fun to read it and hear them quote it at the same time. So here it is, Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it had been told unto them. There is the story of Christmas. You know, I hear sometimes people talk about the true meaning of Christmas. But you know, there is no, the true meaning of Christmas is the coming of the Savior. And there really is only one true meaning of Christmas. And we just read it. It was surprising to me a couple of years ago, I saw someone doing interviews in a program, and they were asking people about what is Christmas? Why do we celebrate Christmas? And some people talked about family getting together, and some talked about the giving of gifts, and some talked about having peace in the world and all kinds of things. And very few mentioned that on Christmas we celebrate the birth of the Savior. Now, we understand that Jesus was probably not born on December 25th. We actually think that he was probably born sometime in the spring. But we set aside a day to celebrate his birth, and I don't have a problem with that. In fact, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every Sunday. The Lord's Day is a celebration of his resurrection. And I love to see the Christmas programs and the Christmas story. To me, it never gets old to see people reenact the Christmas story. I want to read one of these to you today. I read this a number of years ago. I heard it a number of years ago. And rather than try to describe it or try to tell it, I'm just going to read this. It says that Wally was 9 years old and in the second grade, though he had been in the fourth. He was big and clumsy, slow in movement and mind, but well-liked by all the other children in class, all of whom were smaller than he. He was the biggest. At times, the boys did have trouble hiding their irritation when the uncoordinated Wally would ask to play ball with them. He would stand by, not sulking, but hoping. Always a helpful boy, willing and smiling, the natural protector of any child he felt was being mistreated or bullied. As Christmas time approached, plans were made for the annual school pageant. Children were being assigned their parts, angels, shepherds, wise men, Mary and Joseph. Wally stood by expectantly. Then suddenly his joy knew no bounds when he heard the teacher say, Wally, I want you to be the innkeeper. Not many lines to learn, she reasoned, and his eyes would make his refusal of lodging to Joseph and Mary more forceful. Little did that teacher dream the lesson that such a tender-hearted boy would teach to all who would attend that program. Then came the rehearsals with the manger, beards, crowns, and a stage full of squeaky voices. Most caught up in the magic of the night was Wally. He would stand in the wings watching the performance with fascination. His teacher had to make sure he did not wander on stage before his cue. Then came the long-awaited night. And Wally stood holding a lantern by the door of the inn, watching as the children who betrayed Mary and Joseph came near him.
"What do you want?"
Wally asked with a brisque gesture. "We seek lodging.
Seek it elsewhere. The inn is filled."
"But, sir, we've asked everywhere in vain. We've traveled far and are very weary."
"There's no room in this inn for you."
Wally looked properly stern. "Please, good innkeeper, this is my wife. She's heavy with child and needs a place to rest. Surely must have some small corner for her. She's so tired." Now, for the first time, the innkeeper relaxed his stiff stance. He looked down at Mary. With that, there was a long pause, and the audience became a bit tense.
"Begone, begone,"
the prompter whispered from the wings of the stage.
"No, begone,"
Wally whispered automatically. Joseph sadly placed his arms around Mary, and Mary laid her head upon her husband's shoulder, and the two of them started to move away. The innkeeper did not return inside his inn, however, like he was supposed to. Wally stood there in the doorway, watching the forlorn couple. His mouth was open, his brow creased with concern, his eyes filling with unmistakable tears. And suddenly this Christmas pageant became different from all the others.
"Don't go, Joseph," Wally cried out. "Bring Mary back."
And Wally's face grew into a bright smile.
"You can have my room."
Do you have room for Jesus? Do you have room in your life for him? Do you have room in your Christmas for Jesus? Oh, I hate that Christmas gets crowded out by all of the bustle and tussle and the noise and the going and the coming. And I know this year is a little different, but Jesus gets pushed out of the picture. Is there room for Jesus in your life? Is there room for Jesus in your day, every day, to spend a few moments with him, reading his word, talking to him, fellowshipping with him, knowing him? There's a song that we used to hear that says, "Have you any room for Jesus?" And I hope you have room in your Christmas and that you have a wonderful Christmas as you celebrate the birth of the Savior, the Son of God who came to save us from our sin. Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.